Welcome to The Successful Strategist, a podcast on strategy, management, and governance dedicated to helping you answer the most important questions any organization can ask. I'm Mitchell Muncy, a consultant who has co-founded or led five startups, for-profit and non-profit, spanning the media, public policy, and higher education. And I've served on fiduciary boards for industry, academic, and youth-serving organizations. In these practical five-minute episodes, I cut through jargon and myth to offer you the same advice I give my clients. Good morning. This is the sixth in a series of episodes on common misunderstandings of strategy. Last time, we discussed the tendency to equate strategy with optimizing the performance of key functions. Today, we'll discuss the view that strategy is more or less an extension or elaboration of budgeting. Budgeting sometimes looks like strategy because it appears to have a few of the essential elements and often accompanies strategic planning, which we discussed in a previous episode. In budgeting, choices clearly have to be made about where and how to spend money. Some ideas will have to be excluded, because no organization has infinite financial resources. And there will have to be some consideration of fit, or at least of priorities, because very few organizations believe that every function or project should be funded absolutely equally. Yet a budget can be within an organization's means without being based on well-thought-out ideas about what the organization should be doing or not doing. To take one example, during the Obama administration, an independent commission proposed substantial cuts in military spending to help reduce the federal deficit. Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense at the time, responded by saying that the commission's recommendations were math, not strategy. His point was that the commission had made its recommendations simply as a way to cut costs, not based on conclusions about what was necessary for national security. One reason budgeting isn't strategy, then, is that focusing on expenses won't tell us what our organization needs to succeed. Budget on its own doesn't tell us where or how we should invest our organization's money. We need a prior understanding of what will make our organization unique. Otherwise, we'll simply fit what we're doing to how much money we happen to have. This amounts to reverse engineering the status quo to get our budget, instead of questioning our assumptions about what works and why. Replacing strategy with budgeting allows managers to succeed according to short-term targets without committing to a coherent, long-term view of our organization. The disconnect between budgeting and strategy is clear in the way organizations often behave. An article in the Harvard Business Review claims that 60% of organizations do not link their budgets to what they say are their strategic priorities. And PricewaterhouseCoopers reports that only 13% of managers say their organization's budgets build on the capabilities that are the source of their true advantages. A second reason budgeting isn't strategy is that our revenue can't be predicted or projected like our expenses. It is customers, or if our organization is a nonprofit, donors, who control our revenue. Budgeting doesn't solve the problem of customers or donors not knowing about our organization, or worse, not believing our products or services are extraordinary. Attempts to persuade customers or donors to support us by presenting ourselves as cheaper than the alternatives will demonstrate only that no amount of cost control can substitute for the failure to identify and analyze the obstacles to our success. Finally, we must remember that success has nothing to do with the size of our budget. Roger Martin has written about the success of the Canadian National Tennis Association, which, despite a budget one-tenth the size of its competitors, has built and maintains what those same competitors acknowledge is one of the most successful programs in the world. My suggestion for today is, based on your experience of budgetary discussions at your organization, does your organization build its budget based on its strategy or determine its strategy by its budget? Most of the misunderstandings of strategy that we've covered share, at least superficially, some elements with genuine strategy. Next time, we'll discuss the least worthwhile substitute for strategy, which is whatever executives happen to decide. Most people learn about podcasts from friends and colleagues. If this episode was helpful, please take 30 seconds right now to recommend The Successful Strategist to one other person and share it on social media. And don't forget to subscribe yourself if you haven't already. If you'd like to receive my free twice-monthly email, which includes show notes and a summary of an important article on strategy, management, or governance, sign up at thesuccessfulstrategist.com. I'm glad we could invest this time together. Remember that being a successful strategist doesn't require specialized training or unique insight, just a commitment to asking the right questions. The Successful Strategist is a production of Prospera LLC, a consulting firm providing strategy development, nonprofit due diligence, crisis management, and interim executive management to mission-driven organizations and philanthropists. Learn more at prosperallc.com. This is Mitchell Muncy. Talk to you next time.